Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Trade deadline day, we still have, I say still because these things sometimes come in after the deadline, in this case 4 p.m., nothing from the Bills to report. With us now on the Wester Hotline, our friend, Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. I think it's interesting when we talk to players and former players at times like today to think, like, what was it like at deadline day in your career? And I feel like, Ross, I know that you were traded once. Because you've talked about having to sort of fib a little bit about Romeo Crennel and the Browns when you were traded to the Browns. How does it happen? Like, or how did it happen in your case? Are you just sort of at your locker one day and you get a tap on the shoulder, or what happens?
Well, that's what's interesting a little bit about today being trade deadline day on a Tuesday, is that
right.
Today's the player's day off.
Right.
Whereas I got traded during training camp, and I was competing to be basically the sixth man for the Patriots. I was the swing inside guy during training camp. And so we would alternate between me and the other guys I was competing with to see who would get two-minute drill every day, you know, with the second string unit. And it was my day. And when I was about to go in, the offensive line coach put somebody else in. And I thought, oh, man, that's not good. You know, are they really that down on me? Am I already out of the competition to be the swing inside guy? And so I just watched the two-minute drill, and I was going to have to go up to Coach Scarnecchia, the Patriots offensive line coach, to ask him about it. And when we finished up practice, he came out, and we all broke it down. He said, Tuck, I need to talk to you. I said, okay, because I was going to talk to him anyway. He said, evidently, during practice, we traded you to Cleveland. Well, here's the thing, guys. I had already been cut. Let me think. Washington, Dallas, Buffalo. I had already been cut three times in my career. So my initial reaction was, traded? For what? I said, for what? And he said, I don't know, probably a bag of balls. And so then it's funny because it's the only time in my, I don't know, year and a half or whatever it was with New England, only time that Bill Belichick ever said more than like three words to me at a time. You know, I went in the cold tub, and I'll never forget, I'm in the cold tub, and Larry Izzo, because I thought, you know, I got to go to Cleveland tomorrow and make a good first impression, you know? Like, I wanted to be ready. Now, it turns out that they actually, the next day, had a preseason game, or a walkthrough, and then traveled to their preseason game. But at any rate, I'm in the cold tub, and Larry Izzo says to me in the cold tub, he's like, what are you going to piss in the cold tub on your way out? And the other guys in the cold tub, like, didn't understand what was going on. And I said, I just got traded to Cleveland. And Brady, I'll never forget, was reading the newspaper. Brady's the only guy I was ever around in the NFL that read sections other than just the sports section. Brady's reading the newspaper. That seems quaint, doesn't it?
Yes.
In 2006 in the cold tub, and he hears me say, I got traded to Cleveland, puts the newspaper down, looks at me and goes, huh, and then puts the newspaper up and keeps reading.
Wow. And, team, a few words.
I met with Belichick and Pioli, and they explained the trade to me, and I was, like, thrilled because I was immediately, like, starting for the Browns at center. But the two other funny things about that, I really wanted to have my car in Cleveland. So when I talked to the, like, assistant GM for the Browns, they're like, hey, we got you on a flight from Providence to Cleveland. You okay? I'm like, no, I'm just going to drive. And they're like, no, we don't want you to drive. I'm like, yeah, I want to have my car. It's only an 8-hour drive. You know, I'm 25 years old, 26, whatever. So my mindset was, it's only an 8-hour drive. They're like, Russ, we don't want our starting center driving 8 hours through the night. You know, like, we'll ship your car and whatever. And interestingly, when you get claimed off of waivers, you know, you are responsible for any moving expenses or whatever. When you get traded, the team is responsible. So it's different. So they actually, so like when I got claimed off of waivers by the Cowboys or the Bills, I had to pay to ship my car there to Dallas. When I got traded to Cleveland, they had to pay to ship my car and everything else. So these are all the things that are super important to the guy that just got off second shift in Buffalo right now.
Sorry. I thought it might be interesting. I still think it was. So thanks for sharing all that.
I'm just laughing because I'm thinking that these people are like probably, some people probably don't care at all. I will say, you know, I don't even remember when the trade deadline day was when I was playing. It was not, I mean, it was definitely 2 or 3 weeks earlier, and it was not a big thing. I mean, I can remember, like, maybe one or two guys would get traded on this day, but
yeah,
it was not nearly like what it is now.
Yeah, the NFL has always been, it's changed, I think, in the last 3, 4, 5 years or so, where it's been more of a day in the league, but before that, it always lagged well behind our experiences with hockey in the NHL, and certainly what cities with NBA or Major League Baseball teams go through at the deadline. Those are busy, busy days within the league. The football has always been a little slower, and I don't know what exactly about that has changed, but it just there's bigger names, and it's more, it seems, every year. So it has become
a
day.
So what happened is, twice now, they've moved it back by a week, which makes a difference because, you know, when it used to be like week 7 and you're 3 and 4 or even 2 and 5, you know, you kind of felt like, hey, we're not, you know, we could go on a run here, you know?
Yeah.
Now I think it's later enough that there's a bunch of teams that realize it's not happening for them. You know, like, you look at the teams that are the Jets or the Saints or whoever, you know, I think that the Titans, like, they know, like, there's no pretense about, hey, we still have a chance at this thing. The further on the deadline goes, plus because of the huge increases in the salary cap in recent years, you know, teams are better equipped to take on the dead money of moving a player than they used to. You know, that used to be really, really cost prohibitive, and they weren't able to do it. But now it's much easier for them to take on those salaries.
Ross, I'm not sure it's official. I haven't seen if it even happens this way. The Bills or other teams announce that they're done, but we are past 4 o'clock, and we don't know of any Bills trade. There were the big trades involving the Jets. I mean, you had a couple of bigger deals earlier, but it looks like none of the other top teams in the AFC, but for Indianapolis with Sauce Gardner, did a thing. Does that surprise you? I mean, trades aren't everywhere, but as we've been talking about here, there are some, and we've been talking about defensive, you know, interior pressure from the Bills or defensive backs, wide receiver, Kansas City at running back, and so on. Would you be surprised or be critical of the Bills for one team here not getting anything done?
I will not. Because I think making moves just to make moves, I don't think that's really the answer either. And it's not like they haven't been trying to fortify the roster throughout, you know, the offseason and training camp, some of the free agents they brought in. And by the way, like, who would they have gotten that's going to make that much of a difference? I'm sure Brandon Bean was calling around and seeing what he could do. I think there are some people, and maybe rightfully so, that remain skeptical that getting a guy mid-season really provides that much value. You know, I mean, I don't know. How many guys can you remember that came to a team mid-season that really made a huge difference? I will say it's definitely different than basketball, baseball, and hockey in that regard. It's a lot easier to assimilate yourself quickly in those sports. I mean, it seems like those guys play the next night.
Yeah.
And they play fine. Whereas football, the schematics part of it does make it a little bit harder. You know, it's weird. Here's how I would describe it. The one time I got released by Washington, got picked up the next day by Dallas, and I suited up that Sunday. And I knew the basics. Like, I could have gone out there and functioned, but I had never really taken a rep next to the guys on either side of me. And so there just would have been some details that got lost in translation, if that makes sense. You know, and it might not have even been noticeable, to, you know, the naked eye, but it would not have been a positive.
Bills over the Chiefs on Sunday, Ross. We've been down this road before, but of course it's great to see for them. And Kansas City to four losses now. Any takeaways from that game?
You know, yeah, I think there are. I know that what happens in the playoffs is what matters more and blah, blah, blah. You know what? I don't care. It's still, if you're a Bills fan, it feels awesome to beat the Chiefs. And more importantly, it feels awesome and should feel awesome just to play that well. You know, to see Josh Allen play that well, to run it pretty well, to play the way they did on defense. You know, I know that the playoffs are what matters and it's a long way away, but as we've discussed a lot on this show, they need to win these games just to win the division against New England and to have a chance to have the number one seed. But also, you just want to feel like they can beat them in those situations, that they can win, and I think it matters. I understand, and we talked about this, I understand the thought process that it makes, you know, it's hard to beat a team twice and blah, blah, blah. But you know what else? It's going to make it uphill battle. I mean, the Chiefs are going to have to really battle just to even win their division, you know? And so if you're the Bills, not only do you want to win for your own playoff positioning, but if you can make the Chiefs a wild card, and make them have to win three road game, playoff games. Now, obviously, they're capable of doing it. But everything we talk about here, guys, it's nothing is like certainties, but you're trying to decrease your degree of difficulty and increase others' degree of difficulty. So, well, that's exactly what the Bills just did Sunday. They decreased their degree of difficulty. They got a better chance to win the division, better chance to be the number one seed, and they increased it for the Chiefs, who – you know, might not win that division, and that's going to make it a lot tougher for them to get back to the Super Bowl.
Russ, this next point here fits very squarely in the, you know, show me you can do it in January part of things here, I think, as far as Bills observers go, and that would include myself, too. But to ignore the defensive performance they put on the field, I mean, Mahomes had a historic low completion percentage. He got hit more times than he's been hit. There seems like the more and more film stuff I'm looking at, they're getting credit for disguising. Like half the field is playing a man look. The other half is a zone look. The different rushes they used. Poor Hoyt has to go out with this torn Achilles now. The way they used him, I just think they had a really creative game plan that I think confused Mahomes in a way that we rarely see him confused by a Bills defense.
Yeah, a couple thoughts. One is
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bills are kind of known for just kind of doing what they do on defense and feeling like they're really good at it and keeping it simple. It's not really been about disguising that much or fooling the opposition. So the fact that they were able to put out some wrinkles that did that, I think is really, really encouraging. You know, I talked to other coaches and they're like, you know, they respect that about the Bills, but they also know when they get certain things, you know, certain looks from the Bills, like that's what they do. That's what they're going to get. The other thing is, did you see my video on social media at Ross Tucker NFL of Michael Hoyt?
Like, yes.
Not only keeping his balance, but continuing to rush after he tore his Achilles, that is crazy. That's like when you hear about stuff like in a war or like a mom that can lift a car when her baby's underneath it or something. Like, that is like the craziest thing I've – dude, the guy tore his Achilles and kept rushing. That's supposed to be impossible.
Yeah, pretty good. Big loss, Bulldog said. I mean, that seems right. Miami this week, Miami made a couple of moves the other way, and, you know, that could work both ways maybe for a team. They fired their GM, the trade of Jalen Phillips earlier in the week. Maybe the pressure's off here with the Dolphins as a 9-point underdog, or maybe it's, you know, time to sort of plan the offseason. What do you think?
Well, here's the first thing I think. Isn't it kind of weird to fire your GM and have an interim GM a few days before the trade deadline?
Yes.
You know, I was thinking about this. That guy that's the interim GM, Champ Kelly, he knows he's not getting the full-time job. So where are the guardrails there? You know, if I'm Champ Kelly, I'm talking to some other teams. Hey, you want Waddle? You want Bradley Chubb? Well, guess what? I want an assistant GM job this offseason. I mean, like, let's make a deal. I mean, That whole scenario is bizarre to me. That he, you know, the interim GM for 3 days before the trade deadline. I'll tell you this much though: he got a third round pick for Jalen Phillips. That's pretty darn good. I give him credit for that. That's a good move, actually, to get a third round pick for a half a season rental. I don't know. You know, on some level, for the Dolphins, maybe those guys whose names kept coming up in trade talks, maybe it's like there's a sense of relief on some level for them, you know, and maybe they go out and they play free. I've given up always trying to figure out the Dyke game. If you would have told me a couple weeks ago that the Dolphins would go to Atlanta and absolutely destroy them, I never would have guessed that in a million years. I thought the Dolphins packed it in. So I think what you need to do is you need to go out and play well. You know, the Dolphins played better than the Ravens last Thursday night in the first half. The Dolphins were the better team. They just couldn't finish when they got in the red area, and then the second half, Lamar Jackson and the Ravens took over. But I thought the Dolphins were playing pretty well until that point.
Yeah, I don't know. The point about them playing free and not being worried about trades anymore could cut the other way, too, with guys that were maybe hoping to get sent to somewhere where it's not so miserable. I mean, I know it's Miami, so it's relative. Maybe they like the lifestyle, and that suits them just fine, and maybe that's a part of the inherent problem that the Dolphins have. I don't know, but I could easily see. Like, the vibes from the Jets guys who got left behind, to me, feels like, oh, you get to go compete for a Super Bowl, and I got to stay here? So I wonder if Miami guys are feeling some of that.
Well, that you're 1,000% right about the Jets, and I feel like that's a terrible look for the organization when these guys on social media are making it so clear, like Breece Hall, that they want it out. For Miami, I don't know, my experience is most guys in their 20s in Miami, no state income tax, the weather, they tend to like it down there. And, you know, that owner, Stephen Ross, gets first, you know, first place grades across the board for the NFLPA report. Maybe things are just too nice down there. I mean, and Mike McDaniel kind of lets the players do whatever they want. I mean, maybe that's part of the problem.
Ross, Breece Hall, we'll read that tweet in a second. Thanks for your time today. Enjoy week 10.
Sounds great. Thank you, guys. Take care.
Ross Tucker, Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Breece Hall, not holding back. Sick about my brudders, man. Like his teammates that got traded. Mm-hmm. Happy for them, but man, I'm sick right now. No masking that.
How's that sound? Right. Ready to engage in contract extension talks, Breece? Maybe, right? Is that what you want to do there? Oh, I don't know. All right, well, happy to have Ross. We didn't get a rundown on where Ross is going this week. I feel bad. We squeezed him out before we got that out of him. But anyway, Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
We can ask him.
Yeah, yeah. So he did the doubleheader this week. He was out in, Colorado for Air Force on Saturday, and then in Tennessee, I think, for who was that game against? Tennessee, and I can't remember who they played. They lost. Chargers. Titans. Yeah. Yep.
I caught 15 seconds of both games. I saw the open at noon Saturday for Army Air Force, and then just whatever red zone gives you on the Titans, which isn't much. I got an email about the reverse AFC power rankings. You know, that essentially that means there's a clamor for it. Like the idea of doing it. But I wanted to see the deadline first.
Sure, same here. Yeah, I didn't want to be greedy and do it twice.
No, and I didn't need to do it twice.
In one day.
So maybe later, maybe tomorrow. We won't have Sal today with the Bills not making any trades. And that basically, I guess it's not official. I mean, the national people are all talking like it's over.
Right.
So I don't even see one, it might not be over yet, tweet like you would get from Pierre LeBrun 2 hours after the NHL trade deadline. Actually, there's still a possibility or something like that, but I'm guessing not. 803-0550, so how egregious is it for you that the Bills didn't make a move? Mike Schoep and the Bulldog will be back to talk some more after the update here on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.